Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online, the training and equipping ministry that teaches the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. The new subject we have today is called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and this is part one of a nine-part series, and we're dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. Our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 13, talking about spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works in all. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But the one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing each one individually as he wills. This scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 13, is dealing with the spiritual gifts, the nine spiritual gifts. When one speaks to many Christians regarding these gifts, they will say that they have no need of them and believe that they were only given to the early church and then the Lord withdrew them. These gifts were bestowed by the Holy Spirit upon the body of Christ in verse 12, not a particular section of the body. You and I then, as members of the body of Christ, have the privilege of seeing these gifts in operation today. Their name, Paul calls them not simply the gifts, but he calls them spiritual gifts, that is, being belong to the spiritual realm. They are given by the Holy Spirit to those who have been spiritually born and baptized by the Spirit of God. These gifts are not for the fleshly or natural man, but for the spiritual man. In other words, the person who's been born again by the Spirit of God. I would also say here from my own experience through the years that these spiritual gifts that are given to us don't come automatically all at once to a full standing. In other words, a person has to grow spiritually, become a spiritual adult, and operate in spiritual things according to the Word of God as these come into our lives. They're not just given all of a sudden nine spiritual gifts and you get up and running. It's got to do with how spiritually mature you are, how you operate in these. So there's a learning period and a period where we step into these gifts and start using them, and we grow into spiritual maturity in the operation of the gifts. The Apostle Paul also says he would not have us ignorant. He wants us to understand these gifts. And they are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. There are nine spiritual gifts. He is explaining to the body of Christ that there are spiritual gifts available to the believer, and the Holy Spirit is the one who distributes those gifts into the people as he wills. He also is the power behind those spiritual gifts, so it's important to get to know him. It's also, I believe, possible to ask for spiritual gifts to come into your life that you want to have. As I've just explained, the giver of the spiritual gifts is the Holy Spirit. The Father loved the world and gave his Son. The Son gave us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us the gifts. What are the gifts? The nine gifts are listed as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The nine gifts are for the believer, and they're given by the Holy Spirit and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The next part coming along is part two, and we're dealing with the gifts of the Spirit still, but we're breaking them up now into part A, B, and C. Part A is the gifts of revelation, and they are firstly the word of wisdom, not the gift of wisdom. Secondly, it is the word of knowledge, not the gift of knowledge. Thirdly, it's discerning of spirits. not the gift of criticism or discerning people, but the ability to see beyond the instrument to the motivating spiritual force. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the beginning of this subject, and God bless.